གང གི གཞར བཟུང རྟ ཡི མི ངོམ ཀུན སར འཛིན པ འདང དྲ བྱུང ཚང ཧུ བཟོ བཟན རིག ས བས རོ ཀུན མི གི དར ཚུ གྱར ཐི ཇིན དམ མ ཀུན ཉི ཁི རང འཇིག དེང སིམ གི ཁང ཆ པ ཐང པ མ གར བ ཇ པ དེ རང དག ལུ པན ཚུ ཅུང ཨོར རྒྱན ཚོང ལ པ མི དང པོ ལ རྒྱ རིང ནང དུ རང ཚང ཚ ཁུ ཤི ཡོན དང ཚང པ བས པམ མམ ཇོང ནུ དག ལུ པན ཚུ ཅུང ཆུ ཁེ ཉམ པ ཉི ཅི ཇོང ཡོང སུ རང ནང ཁ སོང རོ རོ ཚ ཚོ པ ཇབ ཚོ དོན མི ངོམ པོ ལང ཆེན པ ཚན མེ ཝ ཟ ར ཇ ལ སུ ར ན མ་ཡི སང་གི ཁང་གཞིག པེ་མི ཏན་དི ལ་མི ཚང ཚང གང ཏར ཀྱང ཇམ་བེ ཧར རྒྱུར དར སི གང ཉི པ རང ཟོམ ཆུ ཀི ཟོང པོ རྒྱར ཆུར ཆུ རིག དང ཇམ པར ཇོ ནི ཤན ལབ ལེ གོང བེ ལ ནི པོ པེ ཏེ ཀྱར ཏུ ལང ཏག ཆུན ཟོ རྒྱམ ཚུ ང བདང ཆོ མ ཕང ཇང ཡང ནམ ཇར ལ སོ ང དེ ཉེ་ཅིན རོ་སྟེན ཉེ་ཇམ ཁམས ཇམ པར་ཏི ཇིབ་ཤན ལོ ཡལ་ལ་མན ཇིག་མེ ཕན་ཚོ ཇོ ལ་སུ་རང་དེ གོང་ཅི ཏོ་བན ཕུར་ཤིན ཇི་ལོ Today here, this beautiful yoga studio, and then I welcome to, you know, join with this meditation, enlightened, happiness experience, and I'm very happy to share today, and for everyone, happiness, meditation, enlightenment, and the extraordinary experiences human beings can experience, you know, can experience, and most extraordinary forms of the positive experiences, how do we can experience during this lifetime, and how to uncover your true potentials, how to uncover your enlightened experiences, how to uncover your unconditional happiness and enlightenment in this moment, not future, not maybe 100, you know, like 20 years later, not next lifetime, but this lifetime and this you know, moment. And everyone has the everyone can have experience if you have the right conditions of the unconditional happiness, enlightenment, or the majestic, you know, powerful, you know, happiness and sense of well-being and contentment. And all these things come from, you know, through meditation. Therefore, you know, human beings, we need to have always looking everything, searching external somewhere. You can see something, you can hear something, you can, you know, like going somewhere. But most important is transformation internally, you know, and you can find happiness not from some circumstances, but finding happiness within you. You know, I think that really are the most richest, extraordinary experience. And that really I want to talk today, you know, like share my own experiences, the enlightened teachings, the Buddha, the Padmasambhava's teachings, how to uncover your unconditional happiness. Normally, you know, we say happiness means talk about conditional, something, you know, you can eat, you can something entertain, or you can, you know, like talk to someone, you know, you go to vacation, or you know, like, you know, feel something, you know, physically, you know, something you physically you can holding, eating, drinking, or you know, everything's most physical. We are, that's called, you know, circumstantial happiness, and you know, conditional happiness. You know, conditional happiness, everything's to do with others. You know, something there, images or sounds, you know, something like that. And then what here I talk about, the spirituality and the meditation is, you know, develop how to experience, achieve unconditional happiness. You know, happiness is not a place of conditions and also circumstances. You know, most people, you know, like sometimes finding discontent, unhappy, and devastated because their finding happiness is circumstantial. The circumstances disappear and then your happiness disappears too. You know, happiness, security, comfort, you know, happiness, security, comfort, and you know, connections are mainly relying with the circumstances. If your circumstances disappear, you are no longer secure, no longer secure, no longer happy, no longer, you know, fulfilled. That's called samsara, you know. And samsara is, you know, like that. And that's really we need to know about, you know, world. How my happiness base, my happiness, security, and fulfillment is based or conditional or unconditional. You can have question yourself, you know. Spirituality and Dharma means you're going deep, not just only you are, have, you know, found a circumstance happiness, you need to find more deep, you're going deep. And you found unconditional happiness, you know. Unconditional happiness. And then I want to talk to how to get unconditional happiness. Therefore, first you need to know about conditioned happiness. And therefore, most people, you know, sometimes are unhappy because they lost conditional happiness. And they, you know, once conditional happiness goes down, then become, creates unhappiness. And therefore, we cannot, you know, always secure, always found in conditional happiness. Therefore, the realization, the call, going deep means you have the realization, I need unconditional happiness. I think that is the key to get unconditional happiness. If you don't have that realization, then you never get, you know. It says, oh, my happiness, security, everything's come from conditions, that means when conditions disappears, I have nothing left. Because things are gone, you know. Conditions are no longer, and then you realize you need to have unconditional happiness. And that kind of realization is called, you know, awakening, or like you know, how do you say, there inside there's wisdom. You know, something a little bit, you know, there is growing process, something to found a meaning for more than just circumstances. You know, I think human beings are really, you know, intelligent, educated, you know, there's science, psychology, or yoga, many things. But most important is, you know, we need to have finding something you can count always. You can count always. And that is very important here. I think that's really, for myself, is, you know, like, interest in meditation is, that's the reason. And also, one part here, you know, like, this yoga studio. Yoga means, you know, like, the ancient ones, you know, yoga means, like, it's a union. Union of the body of mind. And it's, you know, like, there's body components, many different positions, exercises. There's mind. Mind is, you know, body, same direction, you know. So your body is very healthy, but your mind is chaos. Depressed, that means you're physically doing yoga, but mentally you're not doing yoga. That really ancient times. Your physical, there's a sense of well-being, but your mind is tranquil, relaxed, there's a sense of well-being. This is, then it's your mind, body going to, you know, same direction. That is called, that's a true yoga. You cannot separate body of mind. And that really are, you know, like, meaning of yoga, and also this context. It's very profound. And then I think the ancient times, if you're doing the yoga, same time your mind is tranquil, clear state. And that really are both external, internally, people, you know, perfect, beautiful. And that is two meaning of yoga or meditation. Then I like to talk to tonight and, you know, today, and how to, you know, experience unconditional happiness. You know, we know, you know, we need unconditional happiness. Happiness is not depending any external conditions. Without conditions, still you're fine. Still you feel complete and feels, you know, good internally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, feels good. Then how do you achieve or experience unconditional happiness? And that is really to do with your mind. You know? Mind is really source everything. Mind is your perception, your world is dependent on your mind. You know, you have the distorted mind, and your mind is really polluted or contaminated, you know, contaminated, distorted, and, you know, polluted, and then you see world is like chaos, difficult, lots of anxiety, fears, worries, concerns. People say sometimes depressed, angry, all these things, because why we have such this experience? The reason is, Buddha says, because our mind is distorted, you know, and also polluted. What are these distortions, you know? and negative thoughts, negative emotions, tendencies, you know, and that really we perceive world, we have such, you know, always have many different kind of reactions. Then how do you clarify your mind, let's say? How do you clarify these distortions? How do you make, you know, mind become more pristine, you know? And then how do you really mentally, emotionally gain stability? How do you do? That is the answer. That is meditation. You know, like, I think every individual, you know, here, every individual here has, you know, like, what kind of mind you have, you know. Every individual recognizes what their kind of mind they have, you know. This is source of suffering. Mind is chaos, you know. Like, mind is like, almost everyone's mind is like, physically, we have, you know, like, we know how to do things, you know. We are doing exercise, do yoga, eat, you know. We don't eat poison, someone, you know. We don't eat poison, we don't eat, you know, like, drinking, you know, dirty water, you know, everybody's no. But mentally, we don't know that. Mentally, we have no exercise there. And mentally, emotionally, we always eating poison food, potent mental junkie, means negative thoughts and negative emotions. We have, you know, mentally, we have uneducated, most people. You know, physically, we have better ideas, and then mentally, the negative thoughts, emotions, you know, all these things come to mind, and then there's no discipline, there's no choosing. Everybody comes, everybody's, you know, follows. The meditation is really, how do you really diet your mind? You know, how do you really know your mind very clearly? Someone really know their body very clearly, you know? Physical body, you know, like, similar, meditation means you know your mind very clearly. How many thoughts you have, or if your mind, if there's any negative thoughts or positive thoughts, and, you know, you can rest your mind. You know, you can sending positive thoughts, energy, all these things connect of meditation. You know, I think therefore I know everybody's mind is, you know, like a feather in the wind, you know, like paper in the wind, you know. Paper don't have choice which direction wind blows, go that direction. There's no choice, and therefore our mind is completely depend on circumstances. Therefore, there's no tranquility, there's no sense of well-being, always, you know, relying on circumstances. Therefore, what is source of happiness? Source of happiness, mind gain tranquility and stability. You know, someone's mind has tranquility, stability. That person's experience is, the world is totally different and feel very comfortable, relaxed, and see world most beautiful way. Then how do you mind, you know, put tranquility and stability? Also mental, emotional sense of well-being. Is meditation. Then I like to talk to you a little bit about key to, you know, enlightenment, key to the, you know, like, unconditional happiness is the meditation. Therefore, I want to talk a little bit meditation today. And, you know, meditation here, you know, as most people, you know, most Westerners thinking, you know, meditation sometimes means you close eyes and just you feel 10 minutes peace. That's not meditation, actually. That's called relaxation. You relax. We are not talking about that kind of meditation. We are not talking about that kind of meditation means, actually, job is transform your mind, you know. Clear away your distortions of mind. When you're meditating, the clear away mental emotional pollution, distortions, you know. And then transform your mind, and your mind become more and more pristine, you know. And that's really meditation. It's meditation, you know, always they have people have, you know, preconceived notion, you know, like people say, I'm meditating, they think, someone thinks you just sit a few minutes, just close eyes, you relax. Most people think in that way. But that's, it's not like almost baby meditation, maybe. But here's meditation is, you know, more than that, it's completely transform your mental emotional experiences, completely transform your perception, you know. And also, if you transform your perception, and that means you experience completely different. Your mental emotional experiences depend on your perception. If you transform your perception, you feel 1,000 times better. Therefore, I like to talk about the meditation, you know, like here, a key to. I think meditation is, you know, for everyone needs meditation, but everyone drinking water, you know, everybody needs drink water, everybody exercises physically. Similar, if you want to work your mind, the meditation is the best. Best, because why is best meditation? Because usually, you know, what happens, like anger, unhappiness, fear, not good mood, crankiness, you know, like, you know, all these mental events, why they happen? They don't happen, just something pop up your mind and you follow that thought and then brings anger or jealousy, unhappiness, any mental emotional, you know, distortion. And then you don't know how to rest, and then always something pop, you follow that, then immediately, you know, like your mind is messed up. Or you'll become, you know, complicated, because that's what we do all the time. Then if you have that experience, and then meditation is good. If your mind is like completely like blue sky, you know, there's no clouds, very beautiful, then you don't need meditation. But until that, we need to have the meditation and experience. And meditation is, you know, like, for example, like meditation is like focus one object. Like, there's called two, the Buddhist meditations, there's two different kind meditations. All meditations put down, there's two. See, meditation with object, meditation without object, you know. These two things, meditation with object means like, say, you're always thinking, you know, like, thinking means the moment the thought begins, the moment anxiety begins. You know, thoughts create anxiety, fear, uncomfortableness. And then that's the reason, and then meditation means you focus one object, like say breath, you know, focus breath, or like flower or something like that. If you focus one reality, and then other thoughts are disappeared, events are disappeared, your mind has become more tranquil. And then if you do that today, tomorrow, next day, slowly, slowly, your mind is stay present, tranquil, relax, and their sense of well-being. If you do that many times, slowly, slowly, over time, your mind is become like that. Not always restless, emotional, complicated. That mind is completely transformed, you know, like, and then tranquil, clear, calm, relaxed. It's not like passive. There's so much energy. And that's, your mind become like, under any circumstances, not just during the meditation. If you establish that, and that really are the, you know, exercise your mind, and that's really meditation. You focus one object every day, maybe 10, 20 minutes, focus that. Over time, you're like, slowly, slowly, you build in your mind is tranquil, clear, calm. Not just during the meditation, even after meditation, you are conversation, you're doing other activities. And that means you're internally losing weight. Mentally, emotionally, you're losing lots of negative thoughts. The more you're losing negative thoughts, then the more you feel better. You know, there's not only always people, you know, like interested in physical weight, you know. There's not only physical weight, there's mental, emotional weight. People have so much anxiety, fear, you know, like complicated. That means they're mental, emotionally, so much weight, negative thoughts, emotions. And that means you're so much pressure on stress. That's the reason. And when you're meditating, the mental, emotional weight's lost 70%, you know. 70% I lost. I'm just talking realistically. I'm not talking about some spiritual or like religious experiences. I'm talking about human experience, working with the mind. Let's say you're through meditation, you lost 70% of negative thoughts, emotions. What does feel good? Completely feel very different. That is called enlightened experience. Ordinary experience means, you know, we just entertain always ordinary thoughts. I'm going to a restaurant, then I'm going to grocery store, then I'm going to hike, then I'm going to, you know, like, go to sleep, watching TV. That means just repeat ordinary thoughts. And ordinary thoughts repeat, that means you have just ordinary experience, just regular, everybody. But meditation is not just ordinary experience, but extraordinary. You never felt, you know, someone's lost 70 pounds internally. What is that experience like? It's very, very tranquil, blessed, and very powerful. You know, happiness not always comes from something you eat, something you see, you know. Happiness comes from, and really internally, when you lost negative emotions, you know, like, mind is more and more unpolluted, and then you see world totally different. It's, you know, like, meditation is not like just only you sit there, you know, trying to, no. Meditation is completely transformed. How do you see the world? How do you connect other people? You know? As in your connections, your relationships, and your everything depend on your mind. If you have the beautiful mind, and then you have perfect connection in the world. You know, they say enlightenment is not end of suffering. It's how to, you know, connect the world. How to enjoy the world. You know, like, most people think Buddhists associate, you know, give up the world. But that's one way. There's multiple ways. Multiple ways. Some people give up the world. Some people have you have the perfect mindset you develop, then you appreciate world more undistorted way. You know, a rhino, we enjoy it distorted way. And a distorted way enjoys always cannot find happiness. Maybe you find good at this moment, and next moment maybe you're not feel good. Because why? Because our mind is distorted. And right now it feels good, any negative thoughts come or judgment came, then you next moment is you're not feeling good. That is, you know, like mind is distorted way. But when your mind is undistorted, mind is more unpolluted, and then world enjoy it, it's 1,000 times more powerful, more, you know, like tranquil. And that, I think that's the way, you know, like for my example, you know, like myself, you know, like I don't, you know, like believe or teach, you know, like you give up the world, then you somewhere you go. But I must teach, you know, if you want to really, really want to live this world happily, you need to have good mind, perfect mind, and then you can really call living fully. Living fully is come from you have undistorted mind. You know, you feel very alive, you know, each moment, because your mind is undistorted, unpolluted. I think that's a very beautiful way life. If you have mind is undistorted, unpolluted, and then your connections are undistorted, unpolluted. Interactions, your interactions with people. And that's really our enlightened way of living the world. Enlightened way, or that's way, and that's really our the meditation. Meditation is nothing to do you know, like skip the world. Meditation is that you properly live world, you fully live this world, or dying with fearlessly, you must have, you know, working with your mind. How do you work with your mind is through meditation. That is, you know, meditation with the object is, if you focus one single object and remain with there, usually our mind is always chaos, you know, like, you know, go like that. Then how do you stop this spinning, you know? How do you stop this addiction? You know, everybody has, you know, most people know how to addict. Someone has alcoholic addiction. Someone has, you know, addiction of the drug. Some people says addiction or many different addictions. But no one talk with people their mind is addicted, engaging. You know, without engaging, you're not comfortable. You cannot stay one moment. But therefore, you know, there are many people not, you know, ordinarily, you know, there are many people not addicted to alcohol. Therefore, these people are not addicted, these people are addicted. Big between the distinctions. But I come to the mind, engaging almost everyone's addicted. You know, means cannot always something conditional provides, always doing this, talk that, always engaging all the time. Then how do you stop that addiction, you know? Without engaging, you still feel complete. How to stop that addiction, you know, like when you're not engaging, you feel good. Mentally, emotionally, and you feel complete. And that is, you know, like meditation, and you know, cut your addictions of the always engaging. You know, there's balance. You know, balance means you cannot eat always, you know, 24 hours, eating is not good, you know. There's 3 times a meal, you know, that's okay. But when you, you know, engaging, there's balance. Right now, we don't have balance. There's imbalance, continually engaging, all the time, reacting. And then that's really our career suffering. Loneliness, you know. Oh, I'm not engaging, I need to talk to someone, I need to do something. Creates loneliness. Loneliness comes from there. Anxiety, fear, silence. All these come from too much engaging, you know, all the time. Then how to balance of that engaging? Through meditation. And when your mind is tranquil, this is, and you're engaging very comfortably, you rest very comfortably, and there's balance. And that through achieve, how to achieve that is through meditation. If you focus one single, you know, like, and then you 10 minutes, yeah, 10 minutes, like, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, you just stay one place. You know, 20 minutes, you stay one place, your mind, you know, just one reality. And then slowly, you, over time, you build in that habit. Every 20 minutes, you're not engaging, you're still complete. You know, when you, someone's meditating very completely, their mind is completely present, that means they don't miss anything that moment. They don't need hunger to engaging. They feel complete. They feel connected that moment. And you know, mind present, you feel connect, feel complete. But mind is lost into thoughts, lost into, you know, completely lost into, you know, sometimes past and future, and we are disconnected. We are disconnected present moment. We don't feel this moment are lost. And then, and present moment, and we feel not ourselves. And then, therefore, and then when you meditate, all these things disappear, and then once your distance disappear, mind gain tranquility and stability, you know. Tranquility, stability means without engaging, you're still very comfortable. That means, again, mind is stability, tranquility. You know, that's the goal of meditation of the with object. They call sometimes shamatha, or mindfulness. You know, and meditative people's experience is through meditation, your mind is balanced. If you're sat here, sat very comfortably, you know, you're engaging very comfortably. There's balance, you know, there's no nervousness. Sometimes we're always nervous, we don't know how to communicate, you know, not good, because so much anxieties control our mind, so many thoughts, emotions we have entertained, is we cannot communicate others. People feel self-conscious, you know. It's how to relate others, because our mind is so concerned. But meditation experience is very opposite. Someone's meditating longer periods of time, very calm, relaxed, and gain tranquility, mind is become, you know, like become tranquility. It's meditation results, your mind is become like that, for example. For example, you're doing lots of exercise, you lose weight, your body's become like, you know, like that. Your body's become like very, you know, lost weight and very good shape, become like that. Not just doing the exercise after. Similarly, you're meditating, your mind become like tranquility, stability. Now you have different kind of mind than before. That's the result of meditation. And then you can engage in the world very, very beautifully, very, very comfortably. There's no self-conscious, there's no anxiety, there's no fear. And then you engage in very properly and majestically, you know. It's, I'm not just talking about, but that's people experience, meditators. They have that experience. That means mind is gain tranquility and stability. This is, you know, like, you know, novice and engaging. You say you're master your own experiences. You're master. You can, you know, the experience not dictate you. You know, circumstance not dictate you. But usually, we are slaves of circumstances. We don't have the choice. The circumstance determine our experience. Circumstance always determine our experience. But once your mind gains tranquility and stability, we control the experiences. You know, they call this called mastery one's own mind. Gain mastery one's own mind. This is the, you know, like called result of the meditation with object. You know, some focus, some object. That's the way human mind trains. You know, human mind. We need training human mind. That is meditation. You know, like I think everybody knows how to train your body, but the second is train your body, mind. Train your mind, and tame your mind, and knowing your mind. You know, like, and like that. That's really the key. And the second is meditation is called meditation with object. Without object, meditation, there's no object to focus, you know. I think this first you gain, you know, like through with object, again, mind is tranquility, stability, then you go to meditation with object. Meditation with object. This is the most beautiful meditation, the most beautiful experience. It's meditation with the object. What is like that? You know, it's not right now. First, with the object, we focus some conditions, you know, either a flower or statue or breath or sensation. But meditation without objects, explore going deep into your own consciousness. Your mind, you know, we always focus external conditions, you know. Sounds, you know, something we see, something we hear, we are interested in, you know, something we touch, you know, like, oh, this chair is so soft, you know. This flower is beautiful. This music is very, you know, like, pleasant. Then we always explore, you know, like external senses. You know, that's all human beings do. We know how to do that. Even the, you know, like insects, insects, bugs, you know, like eat flower, you know, like they really explore deeply external world. But meditation up with the other object, explore, going deep into the your own mind. You know, everybody has mind or consciousness. Yeah, everybody has mind, consciousness, awareness. Really, really, what's really like? Really going deep into and finding unconditional happiness. This is, you know, how do you really uncover your natural state of mind? How do you uncover your own pristine mind? You know, these teachings are like, I like talk through and hear everybody, you know, need to know. It's very beautiful information. The Buddhist, the Lord's Buddha, called Padmasambhava, you know, enlightened master, his teachings are very, his teachings are very profound, talk about deep of nature of human experience. You know, and these teachings talk about, they says, your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. Not just temporary, fundamentally comfortable. You know, how do you know that? People say, I don't find my mind is comfortable, fundamentally chaos. I don't feel my mind is pristine, you know, like not, you know. Then how do you know your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable, you know? Not just comfortable temporarily, superficially, but fundamentally. How do you do that? Through meditation. As long as large clouds in the sky, you cannot see blue sky or sun. You know, prevent see blue sky, sun. You know, there's no way you can see, oh, sky is beautiful, clear, and sun is very shiny. You cannot see because there are huge clouds and obscure the sun or sky. Similarly, as long as your mind is thoughts, emotions distorted, last thoughts, emotions in your mind, you cannot experience your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. Happiness within you. But how do you know? And then, I think during the meditation, he has the Padmasambhava, he has meditation introduction. How do you experience that? He says, don't follow past, don't anticipate in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. You know, these introductions are a key to find out your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. Then how do you, I can, you know, you can experience, you know, like, then meditation. How do you know your mind is like that? It's doing the meditation. Then, so how do you meditate? First, you, because this is objectless meditation, no object means. You don't follow past. Padmasambhava says, means you, as long as you are cut off your past, your mind is distorted and you create more thoughts, emotions. And then you're not follow past events, bring mind present moment. That means, you know, half, like 30% mental events will disappear if you not focus past. And then during the meditation, you know, you are not, don't anticipate in future. You, the more you think in the future, the more brings anxieties, fears, and concerns. And don't lost in the future, mind bring present moment. Let's say, oh, my mind is not past, not future. And then just remain in present moment. Then what do you do? What do you meditate? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to meditate. Just leave your mind alone. You know. You know. Then, naturally, mind is clear. When airplane, you know, take into the sky, so there's, you need a runway, you know, runway in certain speed, airplane naturally take into the sky, you know. Speed. If you do this similar, if you don't follow past, don't anticipate future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone, naturally your mind take into the pristine state. There's no way it could go. Where you go? You have your ordinary thoughts, that means you need to go past and future, or you thinking something, but your mind is not thinking of past, not thinking of future. Just remain in present moment, leave your mind alone, then what happens to you? You anger or jealousy, unhappiness, you need involved thoughts. You need to go past or future. You need analytical something problem. But you don't, your mind's not going there because you leave your mind alone. And then you do that 5-6 minutes, it really you did your mind alone. And then slowly mental events, thoughts, emotions are like conditional. They don't really exist in your mind. Like clouds are like conditional. You know, why clouds are there? Because conditions support, they're there. Why clouds disappear? Because conditions are no longer there, therefore clouds are disappear. Clouds are never exist somewhere sky. Similar thoughts, emotions, positive, negative events of mind don't exist in somewhere in your mind. They're conditional. Right now they have conditions then provide you, they're really here. You know, you not follow paths, don't in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind. There's no conditions of mental events. There's no thoughts. Emotion cannot survive. What happened then? Mind become more pristine. Then you sit there on meditation. Oh, I understand what Padmasambhava means. He says, mind is innately pristine. I didn't get before because I was cut off my mental events. No, I really understand what he means. Mind is innately pristine or fundamentally comfortable. Not just comfortable from something you see or you talk to someone, make you feel comfortable. It's not like that. It's fundamentally comfortable. I think that's very important human beings know. No. If you have consciousness, you need to know your own consciousness. That's really obvious, you know. And then you remain in like pristine mind is innately pristine. You know, it's very no pollute, no distortions, nothing existent, just pristine. And you really experience through your own experience, you know. Really experience, felt that. This is called meditation without object. There's no object focus, but explore your own consciousness. And then that's very important is you need to realize that. You really realize, oh, wow, through meditation, the more you meditate, the more you have gained confidence and the other word was confidence and determination. Your mind is innately pristine. You experienced. That is the first step. You felt, you experienced. The second is, you know your mind is innately pristine. Then you experience thoughts, emotions, or events of mind. You know, events or temporary events like cloud. It's temporary. It's circumstantial. It's environmental. Not there. Have you realized that? That means you're going toward unconditional happiness. That really creates unconditional happiness. You know? And then yeah, the mind becomes pristine after this, you know, when mental events are subside, what's left? When clouds are passing, disappears, what's left? is the blue sky. When mental events, thoughts, emotions subside, what's left is the pristine mind. You know? And that, if you don't know, you never meditate, you never know that. Because always human mind is cloudy. You know, there's no conditions, there's no, you cannot prevent your thoughts, emotions, because the conditions are always there. Only when you're meditating, conditions are not there. You know, when you're only meditating, the thoughts, emotions, negative, positive emotions, conditions not there, they subside. And then really only your chance to see your own true consciousness, mind, awareness, what do you call? And this is the most beautiful, powerful experience if you have. This is the most beautiful, powerful experience. And I think this is, you know, the really deal, you know. And that, you know, there's so much beautiful and light extraordinary things come after this. You know, and then slowly, and not just only that, what is powerful here is shift your perception. Shift your perception, who you really are. You know, we have treated you many years, our mind is distorted innately, and we've lost that kind of perception slowly. Slowly losing that kind of perception. And we see our mind is innately beautiful, you know. Then without conditions, you feel complete good. You know, there's sense of well-being, not just only physical, but mental, emotional, physical level. There's sense of well-being, you know. And then meditation here is the, once you, mind is pristine, the remaining that stage, just stay with that. Stay with that pristine, and then slowly, gradually, you know, the more you remain in pristine mind, the more mind is naturally become pristine, slowly. And the mind is losing hundreds of thousands of pounds, negative emotions, thoughts, because they become more light. Because your perception changes. And it's really beautiful. You know, thoughts, emotions, happiness, sorrow, they don't exist somewhere. They mainly depend on your perception. If your perception shifts, they all shift. You know, then this meditation is, each time you do these four steps, don't follow path, and then you remain in pristine mind, and slowly, then you're expanding. The more you remain in there, the more there's determination, again, growing confidence, the more you have pristine mind. Under any circumstance, your mind is pristine, clear, undistorted. That's expanding many higher degrees, you know, many degrees level. A certain point, your mind is pristine under any circumstances. When your mind is pristine, and then you see world is more beautiful, more tranquil. It's the world is more, you know, develop more, feel more compassionate, you know, like all positive experiences coming naturally, you know, without doing anything. positive experience, happiness, tranquility, compassion, love, all these things outpouring. Because there are no negative emotions start to decrease, then naturally, you know, experience, they call life is become richer when your mind is, it's not a pristine, means like completely, no, mind is pristine means there's so much energy there, you know. When your body is really comfortable, losing weight, you know, like feels good, and then there's so much energy there, yes? There's so much energy and so much relaxation. Similar, when your mind is pristine, there's so much energy. World become more juicier. You know, world become more juicier, and because your mind, there's no hesitations, distortions, anger, they call anger, jealousy, ignorance, arrogance, and attachment. The more you these things dissolve your mind, the more feels boundless, and also world become, your world become more powerful. You know, like I think I like to, you know, like meditation imbues the entire every area of your life. You know, meditation impact your work, your relationships, your happiness. I don't like separate your spirituality, your daily life. You know, they are not separate things, because they're the same. If you have the beautiful, completely perfect mind, and then that's affect your area, your life. They're saying, you know, like, if your mind is, you find in happiness within you, you find in happiness everywhere. You know, for example, like conditional happiness, we talk beginning, you know, like people have lots and entertainment. I'm not saying these things are not good. I'm saying these things cannot provide. That's different. I think we don't need to give up, you know, worldly joys. But we cannot, you know, they cannot provide ultimate security. Therefore, once you have the, you know, like unconditional happiness, then all external, all conditional happiness is much more powerful. You know, all conditional happiness. You want to have conditional happiness more powerful, more feel more real, undistorted, and that means you need to have found unconditional happiness. The Dharma teachings talk about enlightenment. Enlightenment means Buddha. Enlightenment means finding unconditional happiness. Mind is become undistorted, or you know, like pristine. That is the call. This is called, you know, enlightenment. You know, like your mind is like, someone told me, you know, a few months ago, I was meditation, you know, talking about teaching meditation. He told me, you know, he want happiness, but he don't want enlightenment. He says, I want happiness, you know, I don't want enlightenment. I said, okay, let's talk about that, you know. That means you need to win. It says you want mind, you know, you want present, you know, present. You want to have total present or half present? He said he wanted total present. And then you say you want, you know, mind is completely undistorted or half, you know, half distorted, half. He said everything is, you know, total. That means you want enlightenment. you know, like therefore, enlightenment is, I think, and it's very beautiful idea. I think that's a beautiful goal achieved. You know, like your mind is totally present, also undistorted, pristine. You're finding unconditional happiness, not just only circumstantial happiness, and unconditional happiness. I think this is called enlightenment, a Buddhahood, you know. I think that, therefore, this is, enlightenment is not far away, you have the right conditions. You know, it's not, people think, oh, enlightenment is not, I cannot, but yeah, you have the distorted mind, you can be, there can be an undistorted mind. Samsara, they call Buddhist, was distorted mind. Enlightenment is undistorted mind. Therefore, you know, you can, you know, like, you can fill your house with garbage, you can clean up your garbage. You know, that's easier, you know. Easy, you can many garbage, you can clean up. Similarly, your mind is right now distorted, then all distortions gone through meditation and practice. That is enlightenment. The enlightenment is the most beautiful goal, I think, like that. And that is called unconditional happiness. Unconditional, why is unconditional? Because it's not come from external, somewhere there makes you happy, or maybe relationship, or maybe some eating some chocolate, or you know, eating that chocolate, oh, delicious, you somewhere there make chocolate, or drinking coffee. Like, it's not like that. It comes with you. Your mind is awakening, undistorted, pristine. Then become like that, and then happiness is always there. There's mental, emotional, physical sense of well-being all the time. And that is very called unconditional happiness. Mind is not always up down like this, you know. There's continually, you know, like their sense of well-being, mental, emotional well-being is not depending any external condition, you know. And that is really unconditional happiness. And what happens if you counter external condition? Then what happened? Usually, we counter means we engage in external conditions, you know. Love, relationships, or like some family or anything. The external conditions make sometimes happy, sometimes make disappointed, sometimes unhappy. You know, that's normal. When mind is distorted, undistorted, pristine, then external conditions all rises very beautiful because you don't have bad tendencies or negative emotions and thoughts. Therefore, you have mostly external encounter external conditions are straightforward, uncomplicated, and also unpolluted, and also very majestic. I think that's really, if you don't have external conditions, you're fine completely. You engage in conditions, it's very powerful. You know, that is called unconditional happiness. I think human beings looking for that, but they don't know. They're looking something, but they don't know. You know, sometimes they're always looking, still not, maybe vacation, maybe that's not, maybe some finding some partner, maybe that didn't find. They're looking something, but they don't know what it is. But actually, I put word in your mouth. It's unconditional happiness. That's what you're looking for, you know. And once you have unconditional happiness, and conditional happiness comes naturally, you know. Conditional happiness comes naturally, attract. There's law of attraction, you know. You're happy yourself, and then you attract happiness everyone, you know. Everything, you attract happiness, all positive, good things. And, you know, that's really our, they call, path to enlightenment, path to meditation. And this is, you know, teachings, you know, like from the Lord's Buddha, Dhammasambhava, and his teachings, you know, the mantra of Dhammasambhava is called Om Ahom Banzengur Dhammasiddhi Hong. You know, that's very powerful mantra, and you know, like that, and that really are the, you know, we are just, I'm you know, like expressing or like sharing your today, you know, like enlightenment teachings, also Dhammasambhava's teachings, Buddha's teachings, you know, like I encounter the man own experiences, you know, you know, teaching he, you know, many years, and then I'm happy to come here. I always went to, you know, someone's married wedding, and here Santa Fe, you know, my friend, you know, student, he's married here, his mother lives here, then we are, many people came here to, you know, went to that wedding. I did the ceremony and then just come here, and then we set up the teachings yoga studio, and you know, wanted, you know, some, you know, offering for the Santa Fe people, or you know, like some connection this, and then say everybody thank you and hosting this, you know, wonderful, beautiful place to teach, and then I very nice to meet you for everyone. It's, you know, what a wonderful place. And it's a very beautiful area in Santa Fe. And then I hope you can, you know, understand and also experience, and you know, have found in unconditional happiness, and mind is more pristine. I think that means you need to have the meditation. But sometimes people have, you know, want to practice meditation and like pursue this, you know, teachings, and then become, you know, busy some other things. But if you always, we have ordinary thoughts want ordinary things, they don't want extraordinary things. But extraordinary things, you need to have extraordinary thoughts. Therefore, this is a very important journey to. Life is very beautiful if you have the right circumstances. And I think that's really our today, you know, sharing this experience. And thank you. And then you have anything, question, please raise your hands. Yes.
I wonder if you could maybe talk a little bit more about the technique of meditating without object.
Our technique is without object. Technique is, I think, most leave your mind alone. Mind is just be natural. Be natural, not thinking, not busting anything, and then I think you a technique, but you need to know, you know, like introduction of the, you need to know your mind is innately pristine. That introduction must be first. Otherwise they don't know where they go. Once you know your mind is innately pristine, then it's just a technique takes you there. Technique takes you there. You need the first day says introduce your mind is completely, you know, pollute, then it's your, it's, there's no aim. But you need to know your mind is innately pristine and fundamentally comfortable. Then how do you know? Then through meditation, guided meditation takes you there. You have that kind perspective. And then therefore, and then how do you know your mind is pristine or clear, innately comfortable, and then says, don't follow past events, things, and not cut off future, not thinking, just stay in present moment and leave your mind alone. And then what happens? That's meditation technique. And then next phase is experience. There's technique, there's experience. And when you leave your mind alone, just remain in present moment, but my hands just live here, you know, not wrestling, not doing it, just live here. Similarly, if you leave your mind alone 5 minutes, naturally, what a first phase is, the thoughts, emotions, mental events slowly dissipate. They cannot survive when you remain in, leave your mind remaining present. They can also slowly dissipate. That's curse, the first phase. Second is, you feel internally buoyant, boundless, not bound by ordinary thoughts, boundless, and experience. And then thoughts, emotions, the more thoughts, emotions dissipate, the more you feel pristine. It's called untainted.
Untainted.
Untainted, not tainted by thoughts, emotions, habits, or belief systems. That experience, you can experience this time, first meditation experience, and tomorrow, next day, again, then you just, there's really determination or and confidence. And I think the most important part is leave your mind alone. That's very important. That takes into that. Okay? Okay, yes.
When I try to do meditation, it's probably more relaxation. You want the blue sky, but my clouds come.
Okay, your clouds are coming.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand, I completely. Your clouds are coming because your mind is lost. Bring back again, you know, like present moment. And, you know, like we expect your clouds coming. You know, that's expected, normal. You know, like meditation, people do meditation, they have big, you know, like expectations. You know, the first you meditate, your mind become like cloudless. Just don't do that. For example, like exercise, you know, someone never exercises, and they do exercise, how many minutes walk? Someone never walks, then 10 minutes walk, your breath, you know, I cannot do that. And the more you go slowly, the more you go walking very slowly, you can't breathe without walking. Similar meditations, exactly similar. First time mind is chaos is normal. When you sit there, you know, most people stop first phase. Disencourage thoughts arise. You know, thoughts arise is not a problem, it's normal. But pursue is very important. Pursue continually, mind bring present moment. If you use the breath, bring into breath and just stay there and events coming, colors coming again, and then bring mind present moment again. Show, and then you do it three, four, five, six times. Eventually, you get there. But, you know, we know physically, you know, slowly it's going, but we don't know mentally. You know, sometimes people, my meditation cannot work. I meditate, but my mind is chaos. And then I stopped. People say that. But you need to do, you know, more just only 1-2 times, but the more you do that, the more you really get there, slowly. And therefore, consistency is very important, regularity. Okay, that's where we finish today. Thank you. Thank you very much.